Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero, between Curbarel and Moyle Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Creds.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Jahmyr Gibbs scored 4 touchdowns. Lions beat the Vikings 31-9 to clinch the NFC North and the number one seed. Lions finished 15-2. Vikings the 5 seed with 14 wins. Bucks rallied from 10 down to beat the Saints 27-19 to clinch the NFC South. Took until the final play, but Mike Evans surpassed 1,000 receiving yards for the 11th consecutive season, tying Jerry Rice for the longest streak all time. Broncos blanked the Chiefs 38-0 to clinch the AFC's final wild card spot. Titans have the number one pick in the 2025 draft after losing to the Jags, coupled with the Patriots' win over the Bills. After the game, New England fired head coach Gerard Mayo, went 4-13 in his lone season. Wild card matchups are set. Saturday, it's Chargers at Texans, Steelers at Ravens. Sunday, Broncos at the Bills, followed by the Packers at Eagles, the nightcap, the Commanders at Bucks. And Monday night, the Rams play host to the Vikings. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to 2025 from the Groves on 41. So, you know what's next? New Year's resolutions. Wait, let's not just resolve to eat healthier, let's pamper our palate.
Use more high-quality olive oil in your diet. It's just that simple. Like grilling with lemon or garlic flavors, cinnamon flavor drizzled on oatmeal, or chipotle on some grilled albacore. Find us, our olive oils, recipes, and serving suggestions at farmers markets or go to our website, thegrovesonforty1.com.
Oh, 2025 is going to be a good year.
Savings and selection going on right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. American-made Western flannel, lined shirts, 20% off. Women's jackets and vests, 20% off. Slip-on work boots from Work Zone, just $89.95. 20% off sleeping bags and a D&J. Special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, January 6, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Vehicle hits a 74-year-old pedestrian in Paso Robles. Paso Robles City Council special meeting scheduled for tomorrow. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 35 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Paso Robles police responded to a traffic collision involving a vehicle and a pedestrian that took place in Paso Robles Thursday night. A release by the department says the incident took place on the 1800 block of Spring Street just after 7 p.m. A silver Toyota Highlander hit a pedestrian, and police say the driver remained on the scene to cooperate with the investigation. The release says the pedestrian was a 74-year-old man who sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Alcohol was not a contributing factor in this collision. The pedestrian was taken to a local hospital for treatment. A reminder that there is no Passerable City Council regular meeting scheduled for this week. Both meetings in January will take place at one joint meeting on the 15th. The agenda has not yet been posted for this meeting. There's a scheduled special meeting for the City Council tomorrow at 4 p.m. The agenda contains only two closed session items, three cases of anticipated litigation, and one case of initiation of litigation. Council will report any reportable actions following closed session. Passerable's Planning Commission and Housing Authority accepting applications. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Two more committees in the city of Passerable are accepting applicants for open positions. The first is the Planning Commission, which approves and evaluates parcel maps, conditional use permits, plan developments, site plans, and more. Two positions are open for this commission. The second is the Housing Authority, which oversees the Oak Park Public Housing, a 148-unit apartment complex in Passerable that offers housing for lower-income households. One of the two open seats for the Housing Authority must be at least 62 years old. Applications for both positions are open until January 31st. Interviews are tentatively scheduled for Wednesday, February 12th at 5 p.m. Public comments for the Niblick Corridor improvement plans are still being accepted. The Niblick Corridor project is partially funded by a $13.8 million grant and will improve the bike and pedestrian paths along the north side of Niblick Road. Images, a planning document, and draft mitigated declarations can all be found on the Niblick Corridor Plans page on the city's website. Comments and questions can be emailed to planning@prcity.com. The CHP is warning the public of a recent phone scam occurring across California. CHP says the perpetrators present themselves as Amber Alert representatives, offering to register children for the alert. They ask for confidential information and to meet the victims at their home, CHP says. CHP representatives say this is not how the Amber Alert system works. The Amber Alert is only activated by law enforcement agencies when investigating reports of an abducted or missing child. CHP's release advises members of the public to never provide personal information or to answer calls from an unknown or possible scam number. In sports for the NFL, the Commanders defeated the Cowboys 23-19, the Chargers over the Raiders 34-20, the Lions beat the Vikings 31-9, the Seahawks defeated the Rams 30-25, the Cardinals over the 49ers 47-24. First round of the wild card will start this Saturday. First matches will be the Chargers against the Texans, and the Steelers will go against the Ravens. In the NBA, yesterday, the Rockets defeated the Lakers 119-115, the Kings over the Warriors 129-99. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Timberwolves, and the Kings will go against Miami Heat. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Congress set to certify the November election results today as President-elect Trump suggests he'll pardon some of those convicted of crimes related to the January 6th uprising of 4 years ago. Former House Speaker and California Representative Nancy Pelosi.
Well, the president said he would go on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
So I assume that some of those people may not have engaged in the violent activities.
Pelosi on CBS's Face the Nation. Golden Globe Awards handed out in Beverly Hills Sunday night. Wicked winning for cinematic and box office achievement.
This is for you, the fans out there who came to the movie theaters to bring your friends and families and stay in the dark and watch. We saw your videos. We saw your sing-alongs. We saw your makeup, your hair products, your bakery items. I don't even know.
Director John M. Chu accepting the award on behalf of the Wicked cast and crew. Shogun winning in all four categories it was nominated for, including Best Drama Series. Gas prices averaging $4.38 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here with some important information. If you or a loved one were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past few years, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. That's right. The weed killer Roundup that was used in homes, farms, and gardens across the country has been linked to causing this type of cancer. So if you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call now and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-712-2300. That's 800-712-2300. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. We have agents standing by 24/7, so take advantage of this opportunity. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-712-2300. That's 800-712-2300. 800-712-2300. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture highlights a significant shift toward online grocery shopping in the U.S. It notes that about one in five individuals who typically do household grocery shopping made an online purchase in the past month. Shoppers most likely to shop online were women, ages 15 to 24, non-Hispanic white, married or partnered from a household with young children, and more educated. Time constraints were the top reason for shopping online. Pickup and delivery options were almost used equally. USD noted that the rise in online grocery shopping presents opportunities to improve food access, encourage healthier choices, and reshape the grocery retail landscape. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there's a traffic hazard on the US 101 South underneath the Niblick Bridge. CHP says an infant high chair and other items are in the left lane. CHP has a unit currently en route. Again, there are several items in the left lane on the US 101 South just underneath the Niblick Bridge. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny skies on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, then clear and sunny skies Monday next week. Mid-60s Wednesday, upper 60s Thursday and Friday, mid-60s on Saturday and Sunday, 64 a week from today. Currently, it is 36 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
Hi, Jean, this is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tech optimism is helping to boost stocks today after Foxconn, a supplier to NVIDIA and Apple, reported record revenue in the recent quarter. Also, NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, speaks at the Consumer Electronics Show this evening. Factory orders declined more than expected in November, down 0.4%. Excluding transportation, there's a 0.2% increase, though, and October's reading was revised higher. Fubo TV is merging its sports streaming service with Walt Disney's Hulu Live service. Both stocks are gaining. Bitcoin topped $100,000 again today. MicroStrategy, the world's largest corporate holder of Bitcoin, is raising $2 billion to strengthen its balance sheet and buy more Bitcoin. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Something amazing is happening at work. Innovative tools are helping people do better work. That's because CDW configuration specialists are multiplying productivity with Microsoft Windows 11 Pro Surface devices. Built-in security, flexibility, and simplified management streamline tasks so your team can get more done. Microsoft and CDW, make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/surface.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/waterheating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
If you're looking for a safe, comfortable living situation for your elderly family member, Paso Robles Senior Living and Country Care Assisted Living are here for you. Here's what Michelle Dornan has to say.
My dad, David Dornan, has been a resident of Paso Robles Senior Living since 2021. My sister and I looked at many places, and no other home came close in comparison. We fell in love instantly, and so did our dad. The home is clean, cozy, and bright. And every time I visit, it's always the same way. My dad loves the home-cooked meals and personal attention they provide. The Paso Robles Senior Living Home is wonderful at communicating with me and keeping me informed about our dad's needs. They feel like family to us. I drive past the home often, and I smile every time I drive by, knowing he's well taken care of.
For Paso Robles Senior Living or Country Care Assisted Living, call Eric 805-821-1049.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peekpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Reminder that the Blueprinter and Graphics, they're there for all your printing needs. Not only construction drawings and blueprints, the Blueprinter and Graphic specializes in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much more. So bring it all to the Blueprinter and Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles. They are open weekdays 8:30 to 5, easy in and out parking and plenty of it.
And now the latest news in Paso Robles from the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Gary, we've got a national retailer, huge, that is unloading their warehouses full of mattresses, and we're able to pick them up cheap. So we're going to have, for example, Simmons, Sealy, Casper, I can get Tempur-Pedic, and other brands, Stearns & Foster's even, and they're at super low prices.
Thank you, Rich London, the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, with some positive changes in California gun laws, we continue to see new handguns added to the infamous California Department of Justice firearms roster. Sig Sauer, Springfield, Smith & Wesson, and Ruger, to name a few, have added new handguns. So come on down to Roosters and check out the new arrivals.
Hi, this is Terry. New arrivals are like new babies. Everyone is excited, as we are. But there are more than new gun arrivals at Roosters. We have new shooting supplies, new bags, new cases, and new Vault-Tec safes. We also have the new arrivals of Black Rifle Coffee and Black Rifle T-shirts. A new year means another new start. Time to buy a new gun and time to come in and say hello. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. We've all heard of or experienced the bottom falling out of the stock market. Today's story is about the decimation of another kind of stock, the kind that goes moo. By the mid-1880s, the cattle industry was going wild. Speculators were overstocking the grazing ranges of Montana, Wyoming, and the Dakotas. And with several mild winters, they were also saving money by not putting up feed for the wintertime. The summer of 1886 was a dry one. By autumn, the range was almost barren of grass. And then winter came early with record-breaking snowfalls. January 9, 1887 was the worst day of the worst winter, with an inch of snow falling each hour for 16 hours. The temperature went as low as 63 degrees below zero. With no stored winter feed, the cattle wandered into towns.
Great Falls, Montana had as many as 5,000 cattle eating trees and anything else edible. Most ended up dying in the streets of the town. In the spring, the ranchers went out to check the damage. Where once cattle grazed the ranges, now there are only carcasses. Rotting cattle fill the rivers and streams, so it was impossible to find fit water to drink. The Continental Land and Cattle Company lost almost all of their 30,000 head. The Swan Land and Cattle Company found only 10% of their 5,503-year-olds. Hundreds of ranchers went into bankruptcy, including Theodore Roosevelt, who returned east. As a result of the devastating winter, those ranchers who survived decreased the size of their herds. They realized the need for more control of the cattle and stretched barbed wire across their land. They also started doing more farming to provide plenty of winter feed. This, in turn, changed the cowboy into a farmhand. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Escape the winter doldrums at Tatchy this January, because we're giving away mountains of cash every Friday. Four lucky winners every hour will win up to $5,000 cash. That's right, four chances every hour to win between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. And the more you play slots and table games, the more chances you have to win. It's my great escape, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Paso Robles police responded to a traffic collision Thursday night involving a vehicle and a pedestrian. The incident took place on the 1800 block of Spring Street, where a Toyota Highlander hit a 74-year-old pedestrian. The pedestrian sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. The CHP is warning the public of a recent phone scam occurring across California. CHP says the perpetrators present themselves as Amber Alert representatives, offering to register children for the alert. CHP says this is not how Amber Alert works and advises members of the public to never provide personal information or to answer calls from an unknown or possible scam number. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Congress certifies President-elect Trump's Electoral College victory today. There was a riot 4 years ago when he lost. Florida House Republican Carlos Jimenez on Fox.
I expect this to go smoothly, and we need to do our constitutional duty and certify this election, and then we need to have President Trump come in and sworn in on the 20th so we can turn this country around.
He was one of 147 Republicans voting against Joe Biden's certification after the Capitol riot. President-elect Trump today is asking a judge in New York to pause sentencing Friday in his criminal hush money case. The certification is not affected by the winter storm hitting 13 states and Washington, D.C. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on Fox.
Still a lot of work to do, and the best thing people can do is stay home, stay safe. Remember those folks out treating the roads or repairing utility lines.
More than 300,000 power outages are reported from Missouri to Virginia. America's listening to Fox News.
Happy New Year from Slo County Tea Party. Join them this evening, 6 p.m., for their monthly informative meeting at Republican headquarters in Atascadero. Come hear Slo County's premier investigative reporter, Karen Veeley, with Cal Coast News report on city and county goings-on. Reports also on local school boards and city updates. 2025 is going to be an awesome year, and you can help make Slo County great again. Be there early for a good seat this evening, 6 p.m., at Republican headquarters in the Adobe Plaza, Atascadero.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. Like most people, you're probably in a state of shock by the price of fuel when you're filling up your car lately. Your first line of defense is to have your vehicle operating optimally. At Lube & Go, our 26-point service will do just that. You might be surprised by how much fuel economy is wasted by improperly inflated tires, dirty engine air filters, or for that matter, oil that is overdue to be changed. At Lube & Go, we want to partner with you to get the most out of your vehicle, as well as maximizing your fuel economy. At Lube & Go, we use only the highest quality filters, fluids, lubricants, and replacement parts. Work is done while you wait, managed by ASE-certified technicians, and almost always for far less than what the dealership or national chain store will charge you. We also do state smog inspections, transmission and coolant exchange, air conditioning recharge, brakes, and brake inspection. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving monthly coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go, North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Well, to start things off on your Monday, sunny to partly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s and a couple of clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 30s and we'll have clouds in the morning, giving way to mostly sunny on your Tuesday. Highs in the mid-60s, and for your Wednesday here, as we're back to normal, so to speak, mid-60s again, sunshine upper 60s on Thursday and Friday, Saturday back to mid-60s, same Sunday, and a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:14 a.m., 5:05 p.m. We are at 37. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, Team Paso, what is it? Well, you'll find out about it. It's a nonprofit organization representing the Paso Robles community in partnership with Paso Robles Joint Unified School District and also the world leader in math learning. So it's an interesting program. And on this afternoon will be Orlando Gallegos. He is here in the North County. And then the founder of all this is Larry Martinek. So that will be 12:30 to 1, and Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 24-7, same day, outstanding reputation, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775-238, KPRL.
I got no friends.
Learning Exchange. KPRL.
All right, you know how it's supposed to work. You can change the subject at any time, even during the same conversation here. And we talk a little bit today about risks that we take and the cost of freedom. And most people have a favorable view, this is according to the Cato Institute, on the U.S. Constitution. But many, over 50%, are thinking that they are concerned about their freedoms being taken away, more freedoms being taken away. And it's, as I mentioned last hour, I find that somewhat amusing is, well, what have you done in your lives to help prevent that? Or what do you think the reasons are that you give the power to the government to take more rights away from you? If you think about that, that's who's taking away your rights. And let me backtrack a little bit. Maybe it's not the government always taking your rights. It's you making decisions that you think. In other words, you're staying in your house. You won't go to this place because of what's going on in society. That's not uncommon, let's say. Now, here's something, though, when I'm looking at this Cato Institute thing or survey, that 39% of those who were surveyed said that the right to bear or the freedom to keep and bear arms was important to them. That's only 39%. How about that? Although, in the same survey, 61% said that the right to self-defense was extremely important. And I just, so you have 39 who say it was kind of important, but 61 said that the was extremely important, the right to self-defense. I have that. Most people to be seem that the government is taking away more rights. Now, again, as I always like to say, it's not the government. It's the people that are voting for the government to take more rights away from them. So that always confuses me on some of these surveys. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You were talking about rights and taking risks and then kind of connected it up to stuff like standing up to school board stuff. And there's a way to do that and a way that to not do it. You know, there's a way that you, if you want to succeed, you just can't be, you gotta be, use a little finesse to make, to win. So I was, excuse me, what I called for, I'm a little nervous, is, do you remember the movie Taxi Driver?
I know of it. I've never seen it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I'm afraid is going to happen a little bit. It's kind of like the kids that are being duped by adults, I got a feeling they're going to get mad when they find out. And so anyway, that's...
Okay, so...
The younger people that are in power and deceiving the public have seen Taxi Driver.
All right, so let me ask you something. When you say young people being duped by adults, are you referring to teachers duping students?
Yeah, in all fronts. I think they're trying to trick them into thinking we don't have any water, and they're stealing the water.
All right.
They're trying to trick them into thinking their boys can be girls and girls can be boys, and
okay.
They should all have surgeries and be on
all right,
prescriptions
so,
the rest of their life. They're selling them.
All
into
right.
With the races, the people that are pushing the racism.
Well, let me ask you another question.
Those are all the people I'm talking about.
Let me ask you another question.
I'm afraid they're ignorant of...
Sir, let me ask you another question. Where are the parents of these kids that are being duped by other adults?
Working?
Well...
Or hustling. I don't know. I didn't think there were any bad parents out there. I thought it was like a...
What, are you kidding me?
physiological impossibility to not love your kids. But since I've retired and tried to look at why the union does what they do, they try to convince me that there are bad parents. And so I don't know. I'm confused. I don't want to believe there's parents that don't love their kids.
Look, there's plenty of bad parents out there.
I guess. I don't know any. I mean, I don't know any.
Well, I probably don't either. Well, you know what? I may. I just don't know it.
Right. Instead of splitting the school, the students up into how high their cheekbones are or what their hair looks like, I'd love to have them split them up into ones that think they have good parents and ones that think they don't. And let's maybe focus on helping the disadvantaged ones that don't have it. And I think Kenny Enney's onto something with his child trafficking and the state supporting it a little bit. They didn't say the state supported it, but the demand to be anonymous parents.
Look, I think that not only politicians, but I think people within the education system should start calling out parents for being bad.
That'd be great. It'd be great.
If they had the guts to do it.
Right.
You know,
giving them more stuff and coddling them. And yeah,
well,
right, I agree too. That's a good idea.
Well, also the discipline angle, because apparently that's a major problem, is the discipline angle. They're not being disciplined because they're probably not being disciplined at home. And when parents start to defend their kids at every mistake they make, and they're calling and complaining to the school, and they're complaining to the coaches, and so look, kids make mistakes, and parents need to understand that they can't continue to allow their kids to be coddled, and it wasn't their fault or the mistakes. Look, there's some bad teachers. We all know that. But by and large, what's the biggest complaint you hear from teachers?
What's the biggest what?
Well, one of the biggest problems is the discipline. You know,
lack of enforcement, right?
Well, lack of enforcement, too. But again, for the life of me, where do you think a kid in high school gets the gumption to tell a teacher to F off? Where does that come from?
Yeah, I don't know what I would have done in my youth. They would have told me, you're in charge, do whatever you want. You can tell people off, you can do, you know, like wow, I might have been a tyrant. I might have been pretty ugly if I hadn't been. I respond to fear, I know that. So I don't want to go to prison, I don't want to be in trouble. So I do what's needed of me to toe the line to stay out of trouble. Some people don't respond to that. I don't know. That's why I thought if you don't have good parents, you don't have a solution, because the parents know the kids. They know what works for them. They know what doesn't work for them, whether it's love or fear or what to make that kid get through those years.
No, but that depends.
The teachers don't know.
Well, supposedly they do, because they know all. I'm not so sure about if you have parents who get their kids to calm down by basically bribing them, you know, because when you said that, well, you know, parents, you know their kids, that doesn't mean it's a good way to go about doing things. Trying to buy love from your kids, trying to buy behavior from your kids by giving them things and promises and so forth, instead of using discipline, I think it's not the way to go.
I agree. But sometimes the kids are harder on them, so I don't see it as much. But sometimes people are harder on themselves, and all you got to do is just go, look, we all make mistakes. Come on, you know, let's take a close look at it, and then let's move on, or let's repent or whatever kind of thing. But let's look at it, and let's move on, instead of, you're grounded.
Well,
and you know what works for your kid if you love your kids. And I didn't think that it was possible to have kids and not fall in love with them forever. So,
well,
I don't know. I'm out of the loop.
Again, when you say repent, you can sit there and repent and say, I'm sorry and so forth. But if you don't do anything about it to correct it, what's the point?
Well, like I said, sometimes they know what they did and they know they're ashamed of it. And you maybe don't need to do that. There was a thing where In the Jewish tradition, they have the four tassels, one on each side, and that's to tell you, remind you every day that God is in every direction. And so one of the penalties could be you make your kid wear a tzitzit for the next 2 weeks, just to remember that, you know, whatever you want to do, whatever works for your kid, that's where I stop acting like I know what's best for you. I don't want to tell people how to raise their kids. I just trust that they physiologically love them.
Unfortunately, some parents need to be told how to raise their kids.
I agree. I've been convinced of that.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. We got another call.
Thank you.
9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You know, Kevin, life is about choices, and as a juvenile, including myself, made some pretty poor choices. And if the authority to be it parents or be it the school or whatever, make your yeses mean yes and your noes mean no. As a juvenile, as a youth, you see that, you know, if you wishy-washy, oh, I love you so much, that's why I'm going to stand behind you when you're wrong, that's not going to help your kid at all. You know, what's going to help your kid is making your yes mean yes and your no's mean no. You know, Kevin, we talked about government and involvement, and I just want to mention this. I know someone that was having some issues about alcohol, and they let it kind of control their lives, and they got out of control with it. And so they got control of their life, and they decided the only way they were going to be able to make it is to work mornings, 8 hours, and then work a 4-hour shift on another, and it worked for him. He had two jobs. It worked for him. And then the government came in there and said, guess what? Because you're making this amount of money, we're going to have to discontinue the discount you were getting for your medications. And here we go. They're punishing this poor guy because he's pulling himself up out of the gutter. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Well, okay.
There's
so,
my thought.
So this person was getting some kind of taxpayer assistance on...
Yeah. You know, he was in the gutter, and he needed some special medication to help him. And he was, the government was helping him with that. And now, because he's got two jobs and he's making more money, they're making him pay full price, which is almost as much as rent for him. And I just thought it was you know, every case needs to be evaluated according to its needs. And if you got a guy that's pulling himself up out of the gutter because he's holding two jobs down, I think that they should really
I want to back up here.
Okay, go ahead.
The medication that he was taking, was that because of the choices that he made in life?
No, I believe that the medication that he was taking, you know, he was bipolar.
Okay.
The medication he was taking was helping him to make better choices. How's that?
Okay.
And that's why I think that it was important that I'm glad that he had the opportunity to do that and pull himself up. But he has to quit one job because he needs that medication. I'm proud of him. But, okay, that's it.
All right. Well, the other thing, too, is that it's hard for the government to have one size fits all, because when you said that, you know, maybe they should look at this as an individual basis, I don't think government's capable of doing that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but yes, I believe that there's people that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, supervising and monitoring, certain in need individuals. They should look at it and say, guess what? Just because the government says you made this amount of money, we have to discontinue your benefits for this medication, I think it should look at it and say, you know what? Under these circumstances, because you're holding down two jobs and stuff like that, we're going to make a consideration for you so you can get your medication at a discounted rate. And I think that's what social workers and behavioral science instructors should tell their students and the employees of the county and the state, this is what we want you to do. We want you to work with these people. We don't just want you just enforcing rules.
I think you're overvaluing the talent of those workers.
No, I think there's some pretty good qualified people there. They just are strapped down to saying, guess what? This is the rules. You'll stand by them.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not impressed with people like that. If they want to work into an environment and really do good, then they need to get out of that environment instead of just taking the check.
Yeah, I agree to that. There's a lot of them that do that, but there are some people out there that really
not enough.
Got into the business because they wanted to help.
Yeah,
all right.
That's what they say.
Hey, buddy.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I wanted to make a comment on that. You had a caller earlier that was stating that he didn't know what he didn't think there was any bad parents in this world, and that he knew of or could fathom, because you know every parent loves their kid. Well, I think he's drinking the bong water, because I mean, you look around, and even if you go to town and you kind of observe, you know, some of these kids and how they act, how they dress. Their interaction with their parents, it's disgusting. And I was fortunate. I was brought up. But, you know, the thing is when I was brought up, what my parents didn't give me, other family members provided in, you know, knowledge. It came to a point to where you didn't want to embarrass them. Because there was kind of like an, you wouldn't go and make basically an ass of yourself or do something to embarrass not just your parents but the rest of the family.
Well, that hit me like a ton of bricks. When I was a kid, I made this really nice catch in a Little League game, and I went out. I was at shortstop, but I went, and the crowd was really applauding. I went out to the pitcher's mound, took off my hat, and bowed. When I got in the car, I thought my dad was going to kill me. And he said, don't you ever embarrass your mother and father like that again. And that was a lesson learned when I was 10 years old. Because I did something.
Oh, yeah, you just did. It was my grandparents. It was aunts, uncles, you know. And I think in today's world, there's this, I mean, everybody, I would say a third of the parents want to be their best friend to their kids. And I think that's the worst way to go. I have three kids, and they're all grown. But I remember times where I felt kind of like, man, I'm really kind of going over the edge here, being hard on them. But I think overall, it's that, you know, that tough love, you know, that we're. And I think in every generation is getting further away from just some basic. Values.
Well, it is, because what do we have? We have everybody wins. It's not your fault. Don't worry about it. We're going to lower the standards, et cetera, et cetera. And so that carries down to when these people become parents is what we're seeing. I think, you know, every parent's going to second guess themselves on decisions that they've made, I think. And, yeah, sometimes you go, man, maybe I did go over. I'd rather go over than go under.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Hey, on a second note, I don't know, have you watched many bowl games in the last week?
The bowl games?
Yeah.
No, I watched the main ones, and I watched University of Louisville, and that was it.
Okay. I was just seeing the Peach Bowl. I think it was probably one of the best bowl games I ever watched.
Well, we still have a couple more to go. We're out of time. We got to go.
All right, bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A reminder that there is no Passerable City Council regular meeting scheduled for this week. Both meetings in January will be joined into one meeting on the 15th. The agenda has not yet been posted for this meeting. There's a scheduled special meeting for the Passerable City Council tomorrow night at 4 p.m. The agenda contains only two closed session items, three cases of anticipated litigation, and one case of initiation of litigation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have representatives from Teen Paso. This has to do, they're in partnership with the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District. You'll find out all about them, and Susanna working on her guest in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, the small business. Keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans.
This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.